Shalom Aleichem of BFF Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoras Chaf Beis. Bechoras 22a. Pagination is 43. We'll start on the facing page at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Behema Gasa, when you're dealing with the large type of animals, such as a cow, as opposed to a goat, Sheshafa Chararas Dam, that had a discharge of what looks like a cake of blood. We're in Meseches Bechoros. Obviously, the ramification here is whether this chararas dam, this cake-like blood, is actually the firstborn of the animal, and having this emerged, the animal is no longer included in the obligation of firstborn, because this is the firstborn and we're going to discard it and you don't have the issue of a firstborn after this. The ruling Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov tells us is Harezu tikaver, that chararas dam should be buried, upetura min habechor, and moving forward it's absolved of the laws of Bechor. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabchia. Rabchia said, a bit of an afterword to this Mishnah, Eina mitama. This caked blood does not cause tuma, lo v'maga v'lo v'masa, not with one who comes in contact with it, and not one who carries it. It does not convey tuma, ritual impurity. Asks the Gemara, having said all that, if it does not convey tuma, then why is it being buried? It seems a contradiction. If Reb Chiya says it doesn't have tuma, then why did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say it has to be buried? On to today's daf. Kidei lefarsema, the burial is not really a halachic obligation. It's in order to publicize sheniftera min habechora, that the rule of a chararas dam, this caked up blood, is that it's absolved of the firstborn. By the way, the caked up blood, we're not sure if it's male or female, but that doesn't matter. Either way, it's the firstborn, and the next one is not. So the requirement here to bury, Reb Chiya says, is not your conventional example that we have a bechor that's dead, that did not get shecht, and all of that ramification. That's not the case. There's no tuma over here. The Gemara challenges this. Lememra, are you telling me, devlad ma'al yahu, that this is indeed a qualifying birth? So then why isn't it going to convey ritual impurity like an animal that died without shechita? There's a ritual impurity of an avela. Why is that not applying here? Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum bitul berov Naguba. The logic over here, underlying the entire assessment of this chararas dam, is that within the chararas dam is indeed the remains of the bechor, but it's been nullified by the other types of blood and discharge to the point that halachically, it's there, but it's batel berov. It's nullified in the majority. Now, to understand this idea that it could be there, so it qualifies as a firstborn, but it's batel berov, and it doesn't qualify as an animal at all, a dead animal, so it doesn't have ritual impurity. To understand that, let's give an example. Little bit of a mushel, might not be a perfect parallel, but if you have an insect within produce, the halacha of that insect is that by rights, it should be batal berov. It should be nullified in the majority. We should ignore the presence of that insect. However, if the insect is intact, it has the status of a beria, an entity, a creature, and the rule is afilu be'elef lo batal. Even in 1,000, it's not going to be nullified. You have to deal with it. You have to clean that produce. So you have a similar concept, even though the ruling is different, but you have a similar concept in processing the presentation. The presentation is that there's something here which mathematically should be nullified in the multitude of other things. It's there. The question is it batal? So in the case of the insect, it's there, and it's not batal. It's not nullified. You have to clean that produce better. In the case of this chararas dam, this caked blood, we're saying it's there, but it's batal. It's disintegrated enough. It's been batal enough, nullified in other discharge, that whatever is there qualifies as bechor, so that it does not have the status of firstborn on the next child, but it's eina metama as Reb Chiya taught us. It doesn't cause tuma as an animal normally would, because it's batal. What about the harezu tikaver of the Mishnah? It's getting buried. That, the Gemara said, is kedei lefarsama, to let people know that this chararas dam does indeed qualify as the firstborn, and by burying it, it causes a bit of a ritual to be associated with it, and therefore the halacha is now known to people. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.